Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How You Become Righteous Already in Progress.
John 20:23, I said John 20:23 says that I have been given power to forgive sin. Now, let me ask you a question. This was the one that got the Pharisees and Sadducees when Jesus said, I have power on earth to forgive sin. They said, you're crazy. Only God can forgive sin. But that's not true. Sons of God are one with the Father, are we not? Is that what Scripture says? Yes, we're one with Him. So then if He had power to forgive sin, He's living in us, so we have power to forgive sin. So John 20:23 makes this statement. Whosoever sinned, what? What does that say? Whoever sins, you forgive? What does that say? Read that real close. I must be reading that wrong. Whosoever sins, you remit or forgive, they are remitted. Amen. And whoever sins, you retain, they're retained.
Absolutely.
That can't be true.
It is true.
It is. You're convinced. It'll work for you.
It'll
work for anybody that knows. So anyway, whenever I quoted that verse, that demon in that woman spit all over me. She said, almost nobody knows that verse, and those that have read it don't believe it. I said, but I know it, and I believe it. So I said, according to John 20:23, I remit her sin. I forgive her sin of rainbow girls. I said, now, Satan, I demand and begin and command you to come out of this woman and leave her. And I'm telling you, for the next 7.5 hours, we cast demons out of this woman in a restaurant in Silver City, New Mexico. And Dave was there. Cheryl was there. We had a most intensive battle. We saw that woman levitate across the floor, 4 feet off the floor. We saw all kinds of things. We saw the devil do every kind of thing. Finally, the manager come in and said, y'all have got to get this woman out of my restaurant. He said, you're scaring everybody. My employees want to go home and everything else. He said, you've got to get out of here. I said, okay, we'll take her up to our bedroom and we'll finish this, but we're not through. As we went up to the bedroom and I threw that woman on the bed. I jumped right over on top of her and Cheryl jumped up on the bed and put a pillow beside her. And Dave grabbed her feet because she's kicking like crazy, doing all kinds of stuff. And we're commanding demons to come out. And finally, I looked at the clock and I said, Lord, in 1 hour, I've got to speak at that church. I said, when is this going to be over? And he spoke something into my heart, just as clear as bell. He said, son, I completed this thing on the cross 2,000 years ago. I gave you all power and all authority over the devil. When you believe it's over, that's when it's going to be over. It's left up to me. I'm a son. And so when I said, okay, I got it, Lord. I mean, I shook that woman one more time and I said, you devils of hell, I command you, according to Luke 10:19-20, I now believe that with all my heart. I've committed myself to the Lord. I'm commanding every evil spirit to come out of her, to leave her. And these last two that's been hanging on, you now no longer hang on because I have the faith I'm speaking. And you will leave this woman now and you will go away and you will never enter her again in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. And I'm screaming that and I pushed myself up off of her on that bed. I looked back down at her laying there beside my wife with mopping up the junk that come out of her mouth. I said, woman, you're delivered. I guarantee it in Jesus' name. When I said that, she looked up at me and she said, who are you? I've been casting demons out of this woman for 7.5 hours. She don't even know what's going on. Then she looked up at Cheryl and said, what are you doing? Then she looked down at Dave and said, sir, what are you doing to my feet? He said, I'm holding you down. You were trying to kick the pastor. So I said, get up, woman. You're delivered. This woman got up completely healed and delivered. And the only thing that gave those last two demons power to stay was my lack of faith. My lack of faith. When I finally got that word from the Lord, when you believe, that's when it's done. That's the same way it's going to be with your healing. It's the same way it's going to be with your deliverance. When you believe the Word of God is true, it's going to work for you. That story that Dave told you a little bit about a while ago, the last healing school, was awesome. I don't know if that gentleman's here tonight, today or not, but we were just about through praying for people, and somebody came up to me and says, Pastor, you might ought to go in the bathroom and check. Dave's got somebody in there bleeding. Okay, so I get up and I go in there, and blood all over everything. I mean, blood on the floor, blood on the stool, blood on the everywhere. I mean, in the trash can, he's got blood everywhere. An ulcer or something ruptured, and he's bleeding. I said, Dave, what's going on? He said, Pastor, you don't know who he is in Christ. He said, I'm trying my best to convince him that the Word of God is true. He is the righteousness of God in Christ, and as soon as he believes that, he's going to get healed. I said, okay, Dave, you got it under control. I'm going to go eat. I said, that's it, done. You got it under control. We got everybody else healed, so we're going to leave. So we did. We left, and the next day at church, I looked up, and there's that guy standing right. I said, boy, do you look better today than you did yesterday. He said, I finally realized I'm a son of God, and these promises belong to me. And he got healed. Now, I don't know if that gentleman's here today or not, but if he is, praise God. But if you're not, it's good information for the rest of you. You have to believe that you are the Son of God. If you're the righteousness of God in Christ, Jesus has died on that cross for you. He's made you a son or a daughter. And when you believe that, then you can pray the prayer of faith with no problem. You know that his promises are always yes and amen to his obedient children. Always. He never says no. Isn't that awesome? So what's wrong with us? You're just exactly where I was many years ago. I didn't know that these things belonged to me. I didn't know I was the Son of God. But let me tell you what. I run up on a Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10. And I want you to see Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10. I want you to look at this. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in your heart, that if you will confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. I looked at that word and I had a divine appointment that night I didn't know about. I had a brand new computer back in the days when we had the green screens with no graphics. But I reached over and I highlighted that word, saved. And when I highlighted that word, saved, it pulled in the word sozo. S-O-Z-O. And I realized that right there, the word sozo means all these things that you see up there. Saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. I looked at that, and I looked at that over and over, and I said, Lord, this really confuses me, because if that means what it says, the word saved, I could translate that not only saved, but I could translate it healed. Because in your word, it's the word sozo, and it means all these things. So I said, Lord, if I confess, but what does it say? The word is nigh me, it's in my heart. And if I will confess with my mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised him from the dead, I will be healed. I can do that because that's what that word literally says. I will be saved, healed, delivered, preserved, made whole. I said, so Lord, tonight, I am going to accept you as my healer, just like I did my Savior when I was 11. When I was an 11-year-old boy in a little Cross Plains church in Cross Plains, Texas, I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and my Lord, and that's the verse that I use to quote it. Romans 10, 8 and 9. That's the way you got saved. If you didn't receive Jesus that way, you didn't get saved. There ain't another way, is there? Only one way. You have to confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. That's the only way anybody can get saved. But it's real simple. All you got to do is just call on the name of Jesus, and he'll do it, right?
Amen.
That's how simple he made it. Anybody that calls on the name of Jesus, I will save you. That's how simple God made it and how easy He made it. So I said, Lord, I am receiving You tonight as my personal healer. And I'm going to, just like my Savior, I receive You as my Savior, and I'm never going to be lost because I'm not going to let the devil cheat me out of my salvation. He can help sit on my shoulder and whisper anything he wants to in my ear, but he ain't getting through. I believe I'm saved, and I'm going to stay saved till I go home to be with Jesus. Then I'm forever sealed, right?
That's right.
I ain't going to lose my salvation. I guarantee you, I ain't going to hell for nobody. So I said, that's what I'm going to do. So anyway, I got down on my knees beside my computer. I said, Lord, I'm receiving You tonight according to that scripture, not only as my Savior, but as my deliverer, as my healer. I'm never going to be sick again, just like I'm not going to sin no more either. If I do sin, I'm going to immediately confess that and say, Lord, I messed up right here, but I ask You to forgive me, and I'm going to go on, and I'm not going to live in any kind of known sin. I don't have to live in sin, do I?
That's right.
All I got to do is ask Jesus when I do mess up, and I'm a human being, so I do mess up once in a while, but I don't have to stay there. All I got to do is say, Lord, I repent, and that's, son, forgiven, right?
Amen.
That's how simple it is. And so anyway, I received Jesus as my personal healer, deliverer, everything. And then I closed the book and the Bible, turned off the computer, and next morning I went to work, and when I got to work, I walked into my place of business, and I said, guys and gals, I want y'all to look at this man. I said, last night I received Jesus Christ as my personal healer, and I'm never going to be sick again. How do you think that went over? That's exactly right. Oh, Thurman, you've always been a religious fanatic. Now you've dropped off the deep end. You know everybody's going to be sick. I said, you can be sick if you want to, but I found in the Word of God last night. Did I find that, George?
You did.
And is that what it says?
That's what it says.
So am I going to be smart enough to believe it now? Or am I going to let that little devil say, no, that don't work?
I think you'd be better believing it.
Okay, I think so too. So that's what I did anyway. I did receive Jesus as my personal healer that night. That was over 35 years ago. I am coming up on my 78th birthday in the very, very near future. And in the last 35 years, I've not had one single sick day. Now then, does the Word of God work or does it work?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How You Become Righteous, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.